the Comforter sent a message of hope. He showed them that he had not come to abide and help only the 120 disciples in Jerusalem. He had come to be the Comforter for all his disciples throughout the whole of Christendom. He comforts the persecuted. Two intrepid missionaries faithfully preached the gospel in obedience to the commands of the Holy Spirit. In the path of obedience, they ran against fierce persecution. Hatred sprang up like a blazing torch of wrath in the unbelieving citizens of the city. Ferociously, they beat these two servants of Christ, in whom the Comforter had made his abode. After torturing them, they threw them into cruel stocks in the dank depths of the dungeon. Suffering sharp, excruciating pain in their bodies, and utterly miserable in their sickening environment, they cried out for the Comforter, for his mighty help. While the two apostles waited in simple faith for him to deliver them, they sang the praises of their Christ and God. Their audience consisted of angels, devils, and other miserable prisoners in that foul place. After many hours of misery, the midnight hour came, but also the Comforter. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Acts 17:26. The Comforter suddenly came and not only set the disciples free, but he reached out in mercy and brought the gift of salvation to the warden and his family. He thereby started the church in the city of Philippi and gave the wonderful letter of Paul to the church in that city as a precious legacy to the world at large. He comforts the world. The disciples from Jerusalem were together in the Christian church at Antioch. They were fasting and praying and worshiping God. Suddenly, the world's advocate spoke to them. I quote from Acts 13, verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." In that inspired moment, the Comforter revealed to the apostles in Antioch that the whole world was to become the field of operation for building his church. At that moment, the Comforter extended the field of ministry to include all peoples, tribes, and nations. Looking down the avenue of the ages, Jesus sent the Paraclete to all his church everywhere. He had come to be the Paraclete for the whole world.